Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Hug a Plumber Day. It's also National DNA Day. National Teach Children to Save Day. There's an ad that always comes up on this page. It's National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day and National Zucchini Bread Day. Zucchini bread. Oh, it's also National Telephone Day. So there you go. My voice, I apologize for the extra crispiness of my voice today. I am under the weather. It's interesting because Mark has been coughing for a week. But I don't think he was feeling bad. He didn't have any voice issues. He didn't have any nose issues that I was aware of, anything like that. Just coughing. That was it. And I thought, oh, well, you know, I probably won't get it. And then yesterday I started feeling under the weather. I started feeling my nose was dripping a little bit. I was coughing a little bit. And anyway, and it's progressed. So I don't know if it's the same thing that he had, because again, he only had one of my symptoms. Because I'm having like, you know, toilet issues, I'm having runny nose, I'm having coughing, I'm having all of these issues, and none of which were he having other than the coughing. So, and my coughing is only a little bit of coughing, but a lot of everything else. So I'm not really sure, but there you go. Let's have a look and see if we have any contact. I doubt we do, but let's just have a look. Let's see here. Nope, no text messages and no voicemails. Great. Great. Because I have nothing to talk about. So we finished talking about the weekend, and we're moving on to the week on Monday. So we normally get Panda Express on grocery day, and Monday is grocery day. And I've talked about this before. It's because Panda Express is right across from the Walmart. So it's really close. But also, when we go grocery shopping, you know, I come home from work, I record Geeky Gay, and then by then it's like 6:30. Then we go to the grocery store. It takes us half an hour to 45 minutes to do our grocery shopping. By the time we get home, it's after 7 o'clock. And to cook dinner at that point, it would push dinner to 8:30 or 9 o'clock, which, I mean, we normally eat between 7:30 and 8. It depends on how hungry I am. But it just pushes it too far. And so I'm listening to hear if Mark is home. That's why I'm talking like this. But I don't think so. Anyway, so it pushes dinner too late. And so we go to Panda Express. So we went to, and I've been ordering on the mobile app because it's easier. A lot of times I want a complicated order because I'm trying to save calories. So I'll do Power Greens. But the Power Greens are nasty. They undercook their broccoli. They do all of this stuff. And so it's just easier if I order on the app. Mark came home right in the middle of the recording, so I had to go downstairs and give him a kiss, because otherwise he would come up here and then it would mess up the recording and I'd have to edit it. So now I have a big gap that I have to edit out. But anyway, regardless, we were talking about the app, the Panda Express app. So there's nothing really to report about the app. Anyway, I order on the app, but they are so, what I was going to bring up is, I don't know if they have problems with people stealing other people's food that they've ordered or something like that. Because normally when I order through an app in a fast food place, you'll pull up to the window and they'll say, oh, you know, what was the name on the order or whatever? And you'll be like, Adam, and they say, okay, drive through or whatever. And if there was a, you know, an Adam, more than one Adam, they might ask you, oh, what's the last name or something like that. But they don't give you a lot of hassle about like anything else. When we pull up to Panda Express, so I've ordered and they always put 15 to 20 minutes wait time, but it does not. Panda Express is basically a buffet. They have all of this food there. They just take a spoon, slop the food into the container, and it's done in like a minute. They're not cooking stuff to order at Panda Express. So I don't know why in the app it says 15 to 20 minutes. But anyway, we order and we're usually pulling into the park to a parking space in Panda because I'm still ordering. And so I don't want to pull into the drive-thru without the order being submitted. So we pull in, I finish the order, submit it. We wait a minute, you know, just to make sure they've had time to get the order. And then we pull into the drive-thru line. So we go into this drive-thru line and they're like, hey, we have a mobile order, blah, 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 blah. And they say, oh, what's the name on the order? And we say, you know, Adam, whatever. And then they will ask other things like, you know, first of all, like Mark will say Adam, and then she's like, whoa, what's the last name? And then she'll give the last name, or he'll give the last name. And then she says, what's the confirmation number? Well, the confirmation number is like 35 digits or something like that. It's the longest. And now we just do the last 4 or 5 digits, and they seem to accept that. Hi, my name is Ray. But they ask for so much information for this. It's like, how many Adams do you have in your system that have just recently placed an order? And they want to do all this confirmation. I was joking with her. I was saying, with Mark, I was saying, you know, next thing you know, they're going to be asking for like our zip code, date of birth, social security number, blood type. You know, it's like, what all do you need just to give me some food? But anyway, we got food at Panda, brought it home. I got the broccoli beef. Ugh. I mean, the beef is okay, but they gave me like 4 little slivers of beef, and the rest of it was broccoli. And I'm just not a huge broccoli fan. I like vegetables. I am a vegetable lover. I eat all kinds of vegetables, asparagus, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, onions, potatoes. There are millions more, peppers, you know, lettuces, various types of lettuces, all of that kind of, shallots, garlic, like all of that. But broccoli is probably one of my least favorite. It's just, it pretty much needs to be roasted and needs to be almost black for me to enjoy it, because it needs to have some char on it, you know, for me to enjoy it. This is some partially steamed, not even completely done broccoli. I don't know. It wasn't great, but I was saving calories, so I got it. And yeah, so that was about it. And work is just so incredibly busy. And of course I'm under the weather, and we're in our planning, hard and heavy planning for second quarter, which technically starts next Thursday. But, you know, at the very latest, you know, the Monday after that is the official start of when we start brand new work. And I have multiple products, like I've said before. And so I had probably 12 meetings today. And there's just no time to do anything else. And I needed to get some data for someone for something. And I could ask my engineering team to do this. But my thought is, I know how to write a query. I have the tool already set up on my machine. I can ask them for some tips like, hey, do you have a query handy that will do XYZ, or give me this data that I need? And so, but a lot of times I will just run queries myself. So I'm trying to finish up my, you know, the requirements for all the stuff we're doing in Q2, attend all the planning meetings, and I'm just not a very organized person. And so I have all of this stuff going on, and there's so much to do. So right now I'm like running a query because it's going to take a long time for this data that this team needs. And I'm going to have to be working tonight. And I always tell myself, oh, I'm not work-life balance, Adam. I'm not going to work it. But I have like 8 or 9 meetings tomorrow. I have a presentation on Monday that I've got to prepare for that I've done zero work for. So there's so much going on. So I'm like running queries while recording a podcast and then tonight I'm going to be sitting on the couch looking at the results from this query that I ran, getting them ready to give to these people tomorrow, and prepping for the meetings that I have tomorrow. I'm going to be doing all of this work. I've got to get to a point. And I say this all the time, but I've got to get to a point where all of this stuff is already, like, I'm doing it along the way, like all these requirements that I have to write. Instead of waiting until the last 3 weeks of the quarter, I should be doing these throughout the quarter. And then when we're there, I just have them all ready to go. But I don't. I procrastinate. And then I say, oh, next quarter, it's going to be better. And it's not. It's my fault. I mean, the number of meetings is not my fault, but the preparedness is my fault. I've got to get better. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. You can also text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.